Quick look now at a community that you may not know very much about. Yesterday, President Obama kicked off a two-day tour to highlight his administration's energy strategy, and one of his stops will be the Oklahoma city of Cushing. Cushing is oil-rich, but not for the reasons you might think. Unlike the vast oil reserves that remain underground in Texas and Oklahoma, Cushing's oil wealth remains above ground. Ben Allen, a reporter from affiliate station KOSU in Oklahoma City. Why is that, Ben?
Well, John, the real problem is that, you know, all these pipelines are flowing, and there's so much drilling going on in North Dakota and in Canada, actually. There's oil that comes over from Canada daily, and there's so much oil flowing into Cushing where a lot of oil is delivered, a lot of contracts are delivered there, and there aren't enough pipelines that flow out of Cushing to refineries. So you have all this crude oil that hasn't been refined that can't make it to a refinery to then make it to market.
So it's a backlog in Cushing, and part of the reason that the president is coming has to do with the Keystone Pipeline project that is up and down and up and down in Congress, depending on which week you're looking, Ben?
Right, and that's kind of the focus here. It's expected that the president will announce that he's going to fast-track his administration by executive order, will fast-track permitting for the Keystone XL pipeline, but not the portion that everyone's been focused on. That would be the portion that crosses the U.S.-Canadian border. This is the portion from Cushing to refineries in Texas, and TransCanada, the company that is in charge of Keystone XL, says that they're going to build that portion that should come online in about 2013. So, you know, he wants to use this as an opportunity to say to Republicans, hey, we're trying to do all that we can to lower these gas prices, and this is just one thing that I'm doing here at the pipeline crossroads of the world, if you will.
So that's Ben Allen, reporter from affiliate station KOSU in Oklahoma City. So the president is stopping in Cushing to say he's going to fast track the bottom part, the southern part of the Keystone XL pipeline, but the administration has been consistently opposed to that project as a whole, and he's not going to get involved in fast-tracking in any sense the length of the pipeline that's proposed to go all the way into Canada. Carol O'Dell is a Takeaway listener in Oklahoma City, and up until a few years ago, she owned a ranch just outside of Cushing, still visits regularly that town. What do you think of the president visiting, Carol?
We're glad to have him.
And if he announces this, all right, we're not going to get you a pipeline to Canada, but we will give you a drain to get rid of some of this oil down to refineries in Louisiana. What do you think about that?
Well, a little bit's better than the whole thing, and we're happy to have him do it. We're glad he's here, and we're glad he's going to build the XL pipeline down to Houston.
So, Carol, are you a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, I've been all three at one time or another.
All three.
Right now, I'm registered as a Republican.
I see. And did you vote for Barack Obama in 2008?
I did not.
All right. Now, if he comes to Cushing, all right, and he's standing, you know, not far from your ranch that you used to own outside of Cushing, and announces this pipeline, and there's a big band playing, and the cameras are rolling, is that going to change your mind at all?
About voting for him in the upcoming election?
Yep.
You know, that won't as much decide who I vote for as who the Republican candidate is. I may well vote for Barack Obama, depending on who the Republican candidate ultimately turns out to be.
Well, there's a political data point for you, Ben Allen. What do you think about the political significance of Barack Obama coming to a state he has no chance of winning in the fall, even though he might get Carol O'Dell's vote?
Right, and that's kind of the point here is that, you know, a lot of Republicans in this state, and this is largely a Republican state, even though Democrats do outnumber Republicans in registration, it is a very red state. Barack Obama did not win a single county in this state of the 77 in 2008. So I think that really the focus here, they're all saying that this is a very political move. This is a political trip by the president to try and court voters, to try and court votes, because this is one thing that most Oklahomans can agree on, is that they need this oil. It's a very energy-rich state, and taxes on oil and taxes on transportation of oil through pipelines fueled a lot of not just cars, but they fuel schools, they fuel the government, they fuel every part of this state. There's some part that oil has at least contributed to. So I think that a lot of them are looking at this and saying, okay, a political trip, but hey, maybe this should at least make us consider President Obama. I think a main focus, though, might be that, you know, this is a speech that he's giving in Oklahoma, but it's a speech that he hopes plays nationally into the conversation about what he's doing to get a hold of gas prices and oil.
Well, it's certainly a motivation for me to get out a map and take a look at where Cushing is in Oklahoma. And while I'm doing that, maybe I should note that KOSU is in Stillwater, Oklahoma, not Oklahoma City. Ben Allen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ben Allen is a reporter from KOSU, and we also talked with Carol Odell, a takeaway listener in Oklahoma City, who used to own land in Cushing. Carol, thanks so much.
Thank you.